Welcome to Wealth on Main Street, where conversations about growing your wealth are fun and entertaining. Wealth isn't just about money. It's the skills and the knowledge that we develop to pass on to future generations. Tune in each week to grow your mindset and your net worth at the same time.
Wealth Without Bay Street is going to be rebranded to Wealth on Main Street. Why is that?
Well, I think first what people need to picture is that right in between you saying the words Wealth Without Bay Street to Wealth on Main Street, we have to insert the sound of Optimus Prime transforming, and we're transforming from this idea that was a joke about the Canadian Financial Center to being, well, nobody cares about Bay Street anyway. What people do care about is Main Street, where they're actually dealing with things on a day-to-day basis. And that's really what we do for people, and that's what we talk about. And so why don't we make the title in relation to what is actually happening?
And make it appealing regardless of where someone is. And we were receiving, and still do, and we'll, this is obviously going to expand greatly, such a high percentage of our listening audience on the podcast are American, and they're reaching out saying, hey, we know that you're up in Canada. Can you point us in the right direction to have an American help us out? And now that we operate in the United States, it made perfect sense for us to do a brand over on the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast and brand it over to Wealth on Main Street so that our listening audience can all be served regardless of where they are. And you'll see a lot of, marketing and the new logo, which we tried to keep as similar to the original as we could, a lot to follow. It's going to be exciting. The YouTube channel is going to be branded over as well. Our messaging is going to be going out to our entire database. And so there'll be a lot of communication around it, but it's just really exciting. It doesn't change our vision. It doesn't change our mission. It doesn't change the content and our focus on how we want to serve the people. But now the name is going to resonate regardless of where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we're looking forward to hearing from our listeners, and comment on the YouTube videos, comment on your podcast platform, reach out to us, send us an email, let us know what your thoughts are. We have our Facebook membership group, private group that you can, if you're a member in there, you can comment, let us know what you think about the brand over. We actually, coincidentally enough, we had several different ideas. Jason, I mean, you came up with some great ideas that that we kind of workshopped and explored, and there were some good ones in there. And we actually asked the people, like, let's find out from our Facebook community, what do they think? And really this decision fundamentally, I think, comes from an overwhelming recognition from them that they really liked the direction. They liked this name over everything else. They thought it was the most appropriate, and it just really connected and made the most sense. So yeah, I mean, here's to building and bulletproofing the best possible wealth that you can on Main Street.
I love it. And credit to our Facebook community again. Thank you for the overwhelming response. That Wealth on Main Street was the runaway winner in popularity and how it resonated. And so we are beyond excited. This is going to be amazing and aligns perfectly with our vision to be the go-to, the gold standard, for this content in North America. No, I'm not dreaming. Okay, good. I'm just pinching myself here for anybody who's watching on the YouTubes. This is great. And so we can't wait to get more of the marketing and the messaging out there. But surprise.
Surprise. So yeah. And the other thing I think I would say is that we'd love to hear from our listeners from other places in the world. Let us know when you reach out where you're hailing from. It's nice to be able to understand where people are coming from, whether it's a comment on the YouTube channel or one of the other platforms, the tickety tacks or the Grammys that are so fast that they're instantaneous. Whatever location it is that you happen to be seeing the content, let us know where you're seeing it from. I think that's always helpful. Gives us an idea who our audience is at. And we have so much, I think, incredible content that we have on the docket, things that are coming out. Of course, this is a great opportunity to talk about our most recent book, Don't Spread the Wealth. Mm-hmm. And you can ease on over to don'tspreadwealth.com. That's don'tspreadwealth.com and get a copy there. It's already Amazon bestseller. It's hit a number of different bestseller lists on that topic. And, you know, we're having a lot of really incredible feedback on the book. And, you know, when you get a copy, there's a ton of bonuses that are available to you that you can access. People have been asking, they want to know, how do I actually go and structure and set up these family meetings? Well, we've got a guide for that, that you can walk through and help prepare and set up how you want to do it. It's not going to say, hey, here's exactly how I do it or how Jason does it, but here's the thinking process by which you would want to go about approaching that process in your own family situation. And there's some several tips and tricks in there and a sample agenda and so on. So there's a ton of great resources that are available to you. And we want to continue to provide those resources. We're working on several other pieces of new book content right now, presently. At the time of this recording, we had a great meeting with our book publisher, Kerry Oberbrunner, and his team on one of those upcoming books that's being worked on right now. And it's exciting times. There's a lot of ways that we feel that we can take what we learned from Nelson Nash and re-emphasize in, I guess, our style, what he shared with us and give people some context on that so they can think things through in their own way. And, you know, Jason, before we hit the record button, we were talking about some of the Nelson videos. And so for anyone who hasn't done that, we'd encourage you to go to the Nelson Nash Institute YouTube channel, subscribe to that. There's regular clips of Nelson teaching and sharing his wisdom with the world that are being released there. And the amount of content that's come out in the last year is probably as much or more than came out in the entire history of the channel prior to. And it's really fantastic content. Now, you and I think have a bit of a bias in relation to that because we were involved in a great deal of that content. But it's just so, it's so enjoyable to go through. It's so refreshing to hear and reiterate stories that Nelson would share with people. And if you never got the chance to meet or speak with Nelson directly, you can listen to those and feel almost as though you're in the room with him. That's the impression that I get when I watch that content. So hopefully when you're listening to our show, to some degree, you feel like you're in the room with us.
Amen to that. Well, on that note, let's sign off for the first time as Wealth on Main Street. And to all of our listeners, present and in the future, and to all of our viewers present and in the future, on behalf of the entire Wealth on Main Street team, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in.